Welcome to the Day Trader's Handbook, the podcast that aims to inform, educate, and provide insights into the world of day trading. I am your host, The Profit Prophet, a passionate day trader with experience and knowledge. This podcast is designed to help you stay informed, learn from my experiences, and gain insights into the fast-paced world of day trading. Whether you're a seasoned trader or just starting out, the Day Trader's Handbook has something for you. So get ready to learn, explore the world of trading, and let's dive into today's episode. Welcome back to our podcast series on day trading. In this episode, I'll be discussing technical and fundamental analysis, two of the most important concepts in day trading. Technical analysis is a study of past market data, primarily price and volume, to identify patterns and making trading decisions. It's a key tool that day traders use to evaluate the market and find potential trading opportunities. There are many different technical indicators and chart patterns that day traders use to analyze the market. Some of the most common indicators include moving averages, relative strength index, stochastic oscillator, and MACD. These indicators are used to identify trends, momentum, and potential reversal points in the market. Moving averages are one of the most basic and widely used technical indicators. A moving average is a line that tracks the average price of a security over a specific time period, such as 50 days or 200 days. Traders use moving averages to identify trends and potential buy and sell signals. For example, when a price of a security crosses above its moving average, it may be a signal to buy, and when it crosses below its moving average, it may be a signal to sell. RSI is another popular technical indicator that measures the strength of a security's price action. It ranges from 0 to 100 and is calculated based on the average gains and losses over a specific period of time. When the RSI is above 70, it's considered overbought, and when it's below 30, it's considered oversold. Traders use RSI to identify potential reversal points in the market. It is also best to take into account that all of these indicators can be tweaked to your own personal liking, so you can change the settings on each indicator to change it however you want. The stochastic oscillator is another momentum indicator that compares a security's closing price to its price range over a specific time period. It ranges from 0 to 100 and is used to identify overbought and oversold conditions in the market. Traders use stochastic oscillator to identify potential buy and sell signals. MACD is a trend-following momentum indicator that compares a security's short-term moving average to its long-term moving average. It's used to identify potential trend reversals and to generate buy and sell signals. When the MACD line crosses above the signal line, it's considered a buy signal, and when it crosses below the signal line, it's considered a sell signal. Chart patterns are another important tool that day traders use to analyze the market. There are many different chart patterns, including support and resistance levels, trend lines, and candlestick patterns, as said before on our podcast. Support and resistance levels are areas where the price of a security has historically found support or resistance. Traders use these levels to identify potential buy and sell signals. Trend lines are lines drawn on a chart that connect two or more points, and they're used to identify trends in the market. Candlestick patterns are a type of chart pattern that display the opening, closing, high, and low prices of the security in a specific time period. Traders use candlestick patterns to identify potential reversal points in the market. While technical analysis is an important tool for day traders, it's not foolproof. There are many factors that can affect the market, including economic news, political events, and natural disasters. Traders need to be aware of these factors and adjust their trading strategies accordingly. In the end, technical analysis is a key tool that day traders use to analyze the market and potential trading opportunities. By using technical indicators and chart patterns, traders can identify trends, momentum, and potential reversal points in the market. However, technical analysis is not foolproof, and traders need to be aware of many factors that can affect the market. Fundamental analysis is another concept in day trading. Fundamental analysis is a study of a company's financial and economic data to evaluate its overall health and potential for growth. It's a key tool that day traders use to identify potential trading opportunities as well. There are many different factors day traders should consider when conducting fundamental analysis. Some of the most important factors include earnings reports, revenue growth, profit margins, and debt levels. These factors provide valuable insights into a company's financial health and growth potential. Earnings reports are one of the most important factors in fundamental analysis. These reports provide information on a company's revenue, earnings, and expenses. Traders use this information to evaluate a company's financial health and growth potential. Positive earnings reports can indicate the company is growing and may be a good investment opportunity, while negative earnings reports can indicate that a company is struggling and may be a risky investment. Revenue growth is another important factor in fundamental analysis. Traders look at a company's revenue growth over time to evaluate its potential for future growth. Positive revenue growth can indicate that a company is growing and may be a good investment opportunity, while negative revenue can indicate that a company is struggling and may be a risky investment. Profit margins are also important factors in fundamental analysis. Traders look at a company's profit margins to evaluate its efficiency and profitability. Higher profit margins can indicate that a company is efficient and profitable, while lower profit margins can indicate that a company is struggling and may be a risky investment. Debt levels are another important factor in fundamental analysis. Traders look at a company's debt levels to evaluate its financial health and potential for growth. High levels of debt can indicate that a company is risky and may be struggling to manage its finances. High levels of debt can indicate that a company is risky and may be struggling to manage its finances, while low levels of debt can indicate that a company is financially healthy and may be a good investment opportunity. In addition to these factors, traders also consider macroeconomic factors when conducting fundamental analysis. These factors include interest rates, inflation, and economic growth. Traders use this information to evaluate the overall health of the economy and to identify potential trading opportunities. While fundamental analysis is an important tool for day traders, it's not foolproof. There are many factors that can affect a company's financial health and growth potential, including industry trends, competition, and regulating changes. Traders need to be aware of these factors and adjust their trading strategies accordingly. In conclusion, fundamental analysis is a key tool that day traders use to evaluate a company's financial health and growth potential by analyzing factors such as earnings reports, revenue growth, profit margins, and debt levels. Traders can identify potential investment opportunities. However, fundamental analysis is not foolproof. Same goes for technical analysis. In the next episode, we'll be discussing risk management, another important concept in day trading. Thank you for listening.